When did that happen? Like, when it rained or?
Well, we paid our bill. It was bad wiring, really. And my mother wouldn't trust us with, because one time our house got caught on fire, and it was because of the wiring in the house. And so we didn't hardly use it too much because it was still, you know, still short somewhere in the socket somewhere, and it shoot a little fire.
Yeah.
She just told us to use candles, you know, most of the time.
Ooh, yeah.
And we told the man to come out and fix it, but he didn't pay no attention to it.
Yeah.
And we paid our rent on time. Them, you know, paid our bill all the time, but
yeah.
They would never come out and fix it. That was one reason why we moved,
because
they wouldn't fix nothing. From there, I went to the west side. We lived on the west side about 3 or 4 years, and we moved back to the north side.
Uh-huh.
We lived out here. Right now, we're going on about 10 years, about 10 years that
uh-huh.
came back out here.
Uh-huh. This house is on the north side?
Yeah, there's, you know, where HEB at right now on Hillebrand.
On Hillebrand
in McCullough.
Yeah.
And it's HEB right, sitting right in front of it. We was living there since HEB was built. When they were building HEB, that's how long we've been living there.
What is HEB?
What? It's a food market. It's a food market.
Okay, I get it. Okay. You're going to have to tell me stuff like that. Since I'm not from San Antonio, I don't know any of the names of stuff.
Okay. Well, that's a food market. And when we used to live right by it, and this man used to bring the trucks up there to deliver stuff in the morning, and he needed some help, so he used to go up there and do part-time work.
Uh-huh.
And the truck used to come right out there in the front.
Yeah.
It was, say, HEB is back here. Well, it was out in the front, but trucks used to come up there in the front and load stuff, and they didn't have no help.
Yeah.
He used to give them a couple of hands.
Yeah.
Then he'll give us some, you know, free to take home or stuff like that.
Yeah. Did he pay you in money, or? Was it mostly like in food?
Well, it was mostly in food.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we was happy to get that anyway,
yeah,
because she used to take it home. And mother used to be happy. Well, it wasn't much, but it was something, you know, to eat.
Well, yeah, and it was right there, and you had to go to the store and get it.
Yeah.
It was just right there. Oh, what's that?
We had a chimney on top of the house right there.
Uh-huh.
It was, we used to have a little, oh, I forgot to tell you, we used to have a wooden stove. We didn't have gas.
Uh-huh.
And every time it burned, the smoke would just come, you know, right out in the front of the house like that, and everybody would see it next door because they think the house was on fire, but which it wasn't. It was just smoke coming out the chimney, big
mm-hmm.
chimney. And every time Christmas came, he used to talk about Santa Claus is going to come down the chimney and stuff like that,
yeah.
My little brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Well, did she cook on the wood stove? Or was that for heat for the house?
That was heat for the house, but we had a stove back here where you could cook on. It's a little gas. It was a coal-off stove, really. We had a little coal-off stove where we can cook on. It's a little lamp where you turn it up, coal-off stove.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And a wooden stove. We used to go out and get wood. Then wood went up one time, and then my parents, you know, the man, he went up on the wood because he said it was getting hard to get.
Uh-huh.
So we started going to a different place then, or started paying for more. Down
yeah.
in Kenwood, but that's when the lumber yard got caught on fire down here, way back then.
Really? What caused the fire?
What caused the fire? Yeah. Somebody said that this man, he used to live right there sometime, you know, he had a wooden stove too.
Uh-huh.
And something got caught on fire. He used to be kind of drunk all the time. He used to drink a lot, and he didn't, you know, care too much about himself. And one day, I guess one night, he was sleeping, it was real cold, and the whole place got caught on fire.
Ooh.
It was all over there.
What happened to him?
Burn up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
And after that, we had to buy a supply from somewhere else then.
Yeah.
But then summer came in, it was okay.
Yeah, and then you moved after that?
Yes, we moved to the west side, which we didn't have nobody to move us or nothing like that because we didn't have a truck or nothing like that. So we had these neighbors, Spanish people down the street, and they had a big, big truck. And that's when my daddy died, and we was living in a house.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a big, they had a big truck down there, so we asked them could they move, so they said yeah. And my mother said that she would give them this car right here, this Cadillac car,
mm-hmm.
which they wanted too. And so when they moved us, we gave them that car.
Mm-hmm.